Mark Pfeiffer is a Hampshire resident and small business owner who was having difficulty sleeping. He contacted his local physician, who had Pfeiffer take part in a clinical study.
After that sleep study, they confirmed, yeah, you have sleep apnea. And so they referred me to Dr. Jane at Del Nor Hospital there.
Sleep apnea is a condition where pauses in breathing interrupt nighttime rest. To address it, Dr. Jane gave Pfeiffer a CPAP machine, which keeps the airways open by pumping air through a special face mask. Pfeiffer says the machine was exactly what he needed, but going to the doctor took a lot of time.
For me to leave here and drive to Geneva to have a meeting, and then wait in a waiting room, have the meeting, come back, it's about a 3-hour investment of my time.
So Dr. Jane suggested the next appointment be done by teleconference. Pfeiffer agreed, since it sounded similar to the video meetings he conducts with his employees.
And we were face-to-face talking to each other, as I would be if I was in his office. The only difference is I didn't have to go anywhere other than sit down at my chair at my desk and start the conversation. 10 minutes later, the meeting was over. I walked back out into my shop and continued with what I was working on 10 minutes earlier.
For Pfeiffer, the process is made easier because the doctor can adjust the settings on his CPAP machine through the internet. But this isn't the only case where telemedicine is used to facilitate treatment. Dr. Richard Bernstein is a neurologist and clinical head of telehealth efforts at Northwestern Medicine. He says NM started offering consultations between stroke patients and specialists in hospital emergency rooms.
Within a few minutes, so that patient can see us, we can see the patient, we can talk to the patient, and they can talk to us, we can review their brain imaging, their CAT scan, and make a recommendation within another few minutes about treatment and about disposition of the patient.
Telemedicine also can be useful for mental health care. Dr. Jane Brighton is a clinical psychologist who operates counseling centers out of Sycamore, Rochelle, and several other locations.
There isn't that hands-on piece. Where does your shoulder hurt, right? Let me manipulate. Can you move it this way? Can you move it that way? Those pieces make it easier.
Brighton's practice began offering telepsychiatry services because there's a lack of those doctors in DeKalb County and in general.
There are fewer going into psychiatry as a specialty because they can make more money doing other specialty services.
She has two staff psychiatrists who communicate with patients through video conference. They can speak with the patients directly about how they're feeling, what they expect to get out of treatment, and if they need to make adjustments to medication. This is all done without having to visit a larger hospital in larger, more distant cities, such as Rockford. Brighton's practice requires patients to also get treated by a counselor. While contract restrictions mean psychiatrists are only available at clinic locations, she says counselors can teleconference with patients at home.
Sometimes they don't want other people to know that they attend services. This is one easy way to get those pieces to fit together without having to share what all you're doing.
Brighton's psychiatric patients used to only get reimbursed if they had Medicare, but their treatments recently received approval from Blue Cross as well. Brighton says this expands the market for patients and gives people more options if they're looking for a psychiatrist. While telemedicine may not replace conventional appointments, doctors like Bernstein say it's a natural progression of medicine, especially in rural areas.
We want to minimize the impact of getting medical care on the patient's life. And coming to the doctor's office when all that's needed is a face-to-face conversation is too obtrusive when we could do it in a way that's much less obtrusive. So I have no doubt that this is going to keep expanding.
I'm Chase Cavanaugh.